Now, do you remember as a kid, when growing up, there was always that opportunity to go and see the life education van at your school, and you'd meet Harold. Remember Harold, the giraffe?
Healthy Harold. Yeah.
And he'd teach you all about the different things that were going on in the world, and maybe sometimes the not-so-easy things to talk about with mum and dad.
Yep.
Harold was always there. Well, they've come of age and things are going on right now. They've got a cool new initiative called the Healthy Harold 100. And to explain it all, joining us right now is the CEO for Queensland, Mr. Michael Fawcett. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, guys.
Hello. Now, Healthy Harold has a special place in many people's hearts, especially going through the education system and Healthy Harold popping on by to your school. You'd go in the van and you'd learn all different things about being healthy and what certain things meant. Now, how long exactly has Healthy Harold actually been around, Michael?
Well, it's been more than 40 years now. Healthy Harold's become an Australian icon, hasn't it?
Yeah.
We reckon about 6 million Australians over that time have met Harold and have been part of a life education program and carry those memories with them as adults. And we're seeing that in a lot of the people signing up to the Healthy Harold 100. So it's wonderful that they're revisiting this wonderful memory that they had, and they want kids to have that same experience and opportunity to have learn the skills to live a healthy and a safe life.
So you just mentioned the Healthy Harold 100. What is that all about, mate? Because it launches today, yeah?
Yes, well, Healthy Harold's setting Queensland as a challenge, and that is to walk, run or ride 100 kilometres over 20 days, and that starts today. So it's 5Ks a day, although some of us are signed up for 10Ks a day. You can set what challenge you want to set for yourself. And it's a great way to get fit and healthy and a terrific time of the year to be doing it. At the same time, it's raising vital funds for a really important issue, and that's helping to tackle bullying, helping to educate young people with the skills, the confidence, the resilience to make good decisions and to be able to deal with these situations if they arise.
This is great, Michael, because one of the things, the conversations I always remember about Healthy Harold and going to the van was always a sort of the physical elements of your life, you know, about, you know, obesity and losing weight and staying healthy and eating right and all those sorts of things. But this is probably the first major initiative in towards child's mental health and looking at those sorts of things, because bullying has such a massive impact on those sides of things. It's really attacking the issues, isn't it?
It does, absolutely. And we know that to be physically healthy, it's important to be emotionally healthy as well, and socially too. Mm-hmm. And that's what this campaign really focuses on. You know, bullying does affect the mental health of many young people, and there are many adults that carry the scars of that from their youth as well. It affects relationships. It can affect your performance at school. It can make just getting up out of bed and wanting to go to school every day a real challenge for kids.
Yeah, it is. It's so important to be able to keep this going, and it's just amazing. I feel very privileged to have been, you know, one of those classes through the van to see Healthy Harold back in the day, and just how exciting it was when the teacher told us that it was time to go to Healthy Harold, that he was coming to the school and things like that. So keep up the great work. You guys have done such an amazing job of this for, what are you saying, 40 years now. I'm surprised he doesn't have a beard, because I was waiting for the beard to appear on Healthy Harold, but he hasn't quite got that just yet, but that's all right. I mean, maybe giraffes don't get beards.
Well, not this time of year.
Not this time of year. Well,
yeah,
exactly.
Maybe a bit later.
But Michael, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure.